I think it would be kedai to go over quickly the Gemara and to end the Gemara because there's one long sugya. We're going to have a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos pshat in the whole sugya. So let us just go over quickly the Gemara. Let us start again from the Mishnah and learn the Gemara till we were up to, and then continue and then learn Tosfos. The Mishnah says, Akal koiroi umaitzi es chalove. If a person wants to cook the chal, which has cholov inside of it, his koiroi umaitzi es chalove, he tears it, he makes a kra in the chal, and he takes out the cholov. Loi koroi, what happens if he did not cook it, or he did not tear it? He did not make a kra in the kral. Eine oiver olov, he's not oiver. There's no iser the eraise on the bishul and on the achile because it's cholov of a shchute, which is not oser mina teire. Alev koiroi omeitzi es domoi. By the lev is also is koiroi umaitzi as domai leikoroi also einai oiva olov. And here pshat in the Mishnah is we had in Rashi that it's speaking about an oif. The dam of an oif is less than a kizayis. It's a chotzi shir leikoroi einai oiva olov. Omar Rab Zeira Omar Rab. Now, Rab Zeira Marav is going on the kral. Ein oiva olov. There's no iser derabonon. Ein oiva olov. There's no iser diereise. By kral umutar netzmutar afilu midarabonon. So the Gemara asks, for not nan eine oiva olov, it just says there's no iser diereise, me'ever hudoloyova. Isureike, it seems there is a iser derabonon. All it says that there's no iser diereise. Smo says, bedinu di sure na mileke. Really, it's not also a filomi derabonon. Aidi, the boy le misne seife, Halev koiroi omeitzi es domoi, loi koroi eine oiva olov, if it wasn't kereya, is also mi ever hudaloyova. If he wasn't kereya, so he's not oiva an isra diraise, or isura ike. There's no malkes, there's no kores, or isura ike, the zicher an isra, of chotzi shir on the dam. So the seife it just says there's no malkes or there's no koretz, but the zikha and iser of chotzi shir on the dam is toni nami reishe eino iva olov. So the reishe is chaps on the same lotion like the seife. So it says also eino iva olov, but in the reishe it is in ganzen mutter. Lema Messiahle. So the Gemara says, so we have here a member of Rav Zeira Marav, that if Loi Koroi, it's Mutter, Lechatri is supposed to be Kereya, if he wasn't Kereya, so it's Mutter. And Rashi had said, let us just see the top Rashi, Midaraise, ומותר לחתחילה בחילה עם בשלוי, ולא ימרין אין עושה מי מדרבונו. We don't say that it's עושה מדרבונו. ואפילו נסחת ממנו ויוצא, אמרין אין לכמון חולוב שחוטה מדרבוננו, that חולוב שחוטה אפילו you'll take out from the kral, you'll take out the חולוב, so it's also on your דרבונו, והי כיוון דמובלה, V'loi pirish, here we'll see, we're speaking about tzli, according to Rashi, we'll see as the suga progresses. Kivin de muvla, v'loi pirish, av'loi iser, darabon on leke. So bekitzer, the first lotion of Rav Zeira Marav holds that if you lachatchila one should be kireya, if one is not kireya, so b'dievet you're allowed to eat it because the whole cholov of a cholov shchuta is adarabonon, and here it was loy pirish, it was muvla in the kal. So memele, they didn't ask it, nafilo midarabonon, it's muta. Doesn't even din abosa b'cholof, nafilo midarabonon. And that what it says, eina iva olof, which is, means it's not osa minatayre, really it's muta, nafilo midarabonon, but he chapt on eina iva because of the seifa, it's zicha na muta, because there's dam there, and chotzi shir is osa minatayre. But it's no malkis or chorus. So the Gemara says, Leima Misayale. L'chayre, we have a raya to Rav. We learned about Raise, Akhal Koiroi, Umaitzi Yas Chalovai. One should be take out the Cholov from the Khal. Loi Koroi. What if he was not Koireya? Einoi Oiva Olov. He's not Oiva Olov. Halev, Koiroi, umaitzi es domoi. The leiv yu koirei, umaitzi es domoi. Loi koroi. If you were not koireya, the leiv, and you roasted it, was speaking about tzli. Koiroi, la'achar, bishuloi, umutav. So you'll be kireya after the bishul, and you'll take out the dam, and the lave is muta. And Rashi learns shat the lave is muta because the doifnei halave are shiya, they're very smooth, it's not beleya. So by the lave it says what to do after you, let's say you would soil the lave without kriya. So what do you do now? So now you just take out the dam, and it is muta. And by the kal, it doesn't say that you have to do anything. By the kal, it doesn't say you have to do anything. So it would seem that it's muta. Like kori eino iva olov, and it's like the lave, and it's muta without doing anything. So we see that b'diyeved, it doesn't answer. Leivu de boi kriya, aval kral le boi kriya. So the Gemara says, no, how do you know that that is pshat in the baraiset? That the kral is better than the leiv? Dulma leiv u de sagi leiv kriya. Maybe pshat is in the baraiset that by leiv, sagi leiv kriya. That means you have dam, so you cut open the dam after the tzli, you cut open the lave, and you'll take out the dam, and the lave is muta, because the lave is shiya, the lave never became nesa, so memel it's muta, avol kral leisagi lave bekriya, kral could be, it is also, say the milk is also, say the kral is also, the kral got a bliya from the cholo. So he can't tell you, so he asked the kasha, why doesn't it say kireya? Because kriya also won't help. You'll take out the cholov, the kal is also, because the kal was beleya from the cholov, and could be everything is also. So that, what it doesn't mention a heter of kriya, does not mean that it's mutter the way it is, could be it's fafalan, because could be it was nesa, everything is also midarabonon, the kal is also midarabonon, the cholov is also midarabonon, so it's not, so just says, ein yoiva olov, there's no iso diraisa on it, but it's taka also midarabonon. So you don't have any raya from this baraisa to Rav that it's mutter. It could be, it's taka also midarabonon. So you don't have a raya. This is the first lotion of Zeira Amara. ויקה דאמרי, אמר רב זייר, אמר רב, אין אוהב עולב באוסר. The second lotion holds that if you cooked the kal, let's speak about roasting, we'll see soon, we're speaking about roasting really, if you roasted the kal with the milk in it, so Amar Rav Zeir Marav, Ein Oiv Olav Ba'osa, that it's also, that Lamaise, it's also Midarabonov. So the Gemara says, Leime Misayelei, let's bring a raya from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Ein Oiv Olav Mevohu Delayovar, there's no Issa Diraise O Yisure Ike. The Lashem, the Mishnah would seem, it's, there's no Issa Diraise, but there's an Issa Darabon. So Moshe says, Bedinu Dissur, and I'm like, it's not raya from the Lashem, the Mishnah. Ba'aydi, the boy, the Mishnah, Seife, Alev koiroi umaitse yezdomi like koiroi eine eva olo, the osama evo de la yoba, haisurika, there's no koris, there's no malchus, but there's an isa deraisa. So mamela, the lotion of the seife, all he could say is, loi me eva olo, you're not over on the dam, because there's a chotzi shir, but there's ichan isa. It's done in Amiresha, in a Iva Olav, but really, the Reish is more than that. Could be that the dam in the Kral doesn't answer at all. Since it wasn't Porush, it doesn't answer at all. Toshma, now the second Reish, the Gemara wants to, a Kral Koiroi Umaitse Yeschalovoi, like Koi, in a Iva Olav, Halev Koiroi Umaitse Yeschalovoi, Lekorei, korei lache bishulei emuta. Leivu de boi kriye. Here it says what one should do. Leivu de boi kriye. Avol kal le boi kriye. So the Gemara says, and that would be that's akasha in the second lotion. The leiv needs kriye, and the kal is muta for without kriye. So the Gemara says. Do malay with the sagilei bekriya, avol kal a sagilei bekriya. So bekitza, we have here two lishoines. Rav Zeira Omar Rav, if a person cooked the kal, if the person was seen Rashi, he roasted the kal, and does it become, so midarabonon, the whole cholov is a cholov darabonon, and now he roasted it. Did Chazal asa the kral? Is this also chol of the rabbonim, or since it's loipirish, it's muvlan the kral? It's muta. So we have here the first lotion holds that it's muta. The second lotion holds that it's also midarabon. So the Gemara says, Tanya kelishne kame derab. We learned an often a beraisa like Rav. Kal shabishloi bachalovei muta. We learned about Raisa, a kal shabishloi, and Rashi learns over here, bishloi means tzoloi, that a kal, he roasted the kal with its own cholov, muta, it's muta. So here it says clearly that it's muta. Here there's no shadow of a doubt, it's muta. He roasted it with the cholov, since the cholov was not perish, so memela, it's the cholov does not answer the kral, since it wasn't perish from the kral. Whatever was perish went into the fire. Is kral shabishloi bachalove muta, he was seile kral. So it's muta. Keva shabishlo bachalove osa. What happens if you took a stomach of an eagle that was yainik from its mother and it had milk in the stomach, and you roasted this keva, also, so the keva is also. Uma hefrish bein ze lo ze, ze konos b'meyob, v'ze ein konos b'meyob. That means the cholov that the eagle was yainik from the mother, so that left the mother, that's cholov d'iraise. So a cholov d'iraise And now you'll roast the keva with the chalav inside, so it's chalav d'oraisa, and there's no shayla about it, so it's also, there's no reason to be matter. B'zeh in konus b'meyav, but the case of kchal, it's the kchal is still in the dat, and this is a chalav d'rabonon, it's chalav shchute, so it's only a d'rabonon ike chalav, so here they were mekel, if this chalav was leiporush, even though it was cooked with the kchal, it's mutter. Yeah. Zot the Gemara weiter. Keitzad Koyroi. I think we're up to here. Keitzad Koyroi. The Mishnah says your Koyreya Lechatrila, one should be Koyreya the Kral. How do you do this? Oma Rav Yehuda, so Rav Yehuda said, Koyroi Shesi Va'orev V'tochei B'Koysel. So how do you take out the challah from the kral? So you make two slits, one in the length, one in the width, and you squeeze out, and then you take this kral and you press it to a wall, and all the milk will come out. That's, you make sure that all the milk should come out. That's how you do it. Now, Rabbi Lozer told his Mishoris, Krali Vani Eichel, he told the Mishoris, you know what you should do? You should make a slit in the Kral, and I'm gonna eat it. Frag the Gemore, Maika Mashmalon, so what does Rabbi Lozer told you? No, you'll cut it, I'm gonna eat it. Masnisani, the Mishnah says, a Kral, Koirei, Umaitzi, as Chalovi. So what is Rabbi Loza telling his Mishoris? So the Gemara answers, Hokamash Malon, he's coming to tell you, the Loi Be'inon, Shesi, Ba'ore, V'tochi, Be'koisle. He's telling, no. You just make one cut in it, and it's finished. You don't have to, the milk that comes out will come out, and Shalom al Yisrael. And he told his Mishoris, not like Rabbi Yehuda said pshat in the Mishnah, that you need shesi va'orev v'tochei b'kaisel. So now let us see Rashi. Rashi says v'tochei b'kaisel. This is how Rabbi Yehuda says pshat in the Mishnah. Kaif shoi biyodov l'kaisel. He presses with his hands. He takes the kral and he presses it on the wall. Kedei she yisochet chalavoy, that all the chalav should go out. That's pshat in the Mishnah. Krali kral. Now he told his Mishoris, Krali kral koidem shetitzleno. Now let's be medayik to the shaynus from Rashi, that you make a kra before you roast it. He's talking about roasting. Pano eichel, and I'm going to go and eat it. So the Gemara says, Masnisani, the koirei mitchilosa yamutas. What does he tell me? You'll make a kra and I'm gonna eat it. Shkaya. The Mishnah says it's muta. So hokamashmalam. Kriye ba'alme komale. He told them, you only have to make one kra. Oy shosi, oy orev, make it in the length or the width. Lifi shahacholov anoitev yoytze lamato. The cholov that drips out will leave it. Umishayotzo pareyu cholov, whatever one went out, loichaza. If you make one slit in it, the cholov that's going to go out will not come back. Vloiboy shesi v'orev. That what the Mishnah said. And Rabbi Yehuda is right. The Mishnah said that you need three, a shesi, v'orev, v'tochei, v'koisel, loiboi, shosi, v'orev, elo, l'kdeiro. If you're cooking it in a pot, Now, if you're cooking it in a pot, let's appreciate what's happening. If you're cooking it in a pot, so the milk is going to go out. If you're roasting the chal, the milk that goes out, goes out. The milk that remains is, so that we had before, that was the first lotion, we put up raisa like the first lotion, the milk that's inside will not asa. It's not polish, it won't asa the chal. The milk that goes out, that's cholov shchuta, that's also mitarabono. So if you're roasting it, that'll never come back. So memele, so you just make one slit, it should go out. Finish. Whatever goes out. What doesn't go out is nishkepela. The Mishnah that holds, you have to make sure that it goes out till the last drop. The Mishnah is speaking about you're cooking it in a pot. Now, when you're going to cook it in a pot, the milk is going to go out through the process of bishul. It's going to go out. It's going to go out and go in again. So going out and going, the milk that goes out is cholov darabonon. That's also. The chazal asad cholov shchuta midarabonon. And the iser is an cholov that left the kral. If it's in the kral, it wasn't poirish on the kral, then we had Rav Zeira Marav said, they didn't answer it. Never went out. But the minute it goes out, it's cholov darabonon, that's also. If you're going to cook it, the milk is going to go out, and it has a teiras milk, and it's going to come back, and you're making a bosa b'cholov midarabonon. So that's how Rashi, that is pshat in Rabbalosa. So Rabbalosa said like this, if you're going to roast the kral, and that's what Rav Zeira Marav is speaking about, you're roasting the kral, so whatever goes out remains out. The whole problem is that what remains inside, that what remains inside, Rav Zeira Marav says it's mutter. That becomes mutter, and that we had a baraisa. Kral sheb sholoi b'chalovai mutter. If it was, you were mavashret b'chalovai, it's mutter. Yeah. So that's what I said. L'chatchilo, you have to take out the cholov. You have to take out the chol. That's what it says in the Mishnah. You have to take it out. If you're roasting it. But that, what Rav Yehuda said, koirai, shesi, vore, betochi, because that's speaking about kedeiro, which means he's cooking it. So let's again see the lotion of Rashi. Because the cholov that drips out goes down. Now it got a shame cholov as soon as it left it. So that's all you need. You only need shasi v'orev, only l'kedeira. If you're cooking it in a pot, you have to get rid of all the milk. Because the minute it leaves the kral, now what it says in the Baraisa, kechal shebishloi b'chalovoi mutter, with the chal of its mutter, so Rashi says, b'tzlikoma, that means he roasted it. The tzli nami kori bishul, t'chsiv b'divra yomim, v'yevashlo ha'posach. So memele, so now Rashi gives us guidelines that by tzli, the aloch is lechatchila, you should be kerei to take out the cholov. How much comes out, it's shalom al Yisrael. If you roasted it, we hear there two lishoynes in the Gemara, and we paskin like the first lotion of Rav Zeira Omar Rav, that it is muta. For the evidence, it's muta, even though this cholov inside, even though you weren't kereya, so cholov that was not poirish from the kral does not ask of the yevet the kral. And so memele, l'chatchila, they want that you should be kereya to take out the cholov, whatever cholov comes out with your kral. aber if you're cooking it in a pot, so then it's sicher cholov that was nesa already. The minute it's was perish from the kral, it's nesa. So then there's no heter whatsoever. Then you have to go in order to, that it should be mutter, you have to make kereya shesi v'orev v'tochei v'koisel to get rid of all the cholov. Get rid of all the cholov, so then you're allowed to cook it because there's no cholov coming out. This is Harashi Lens Pshat in the Gemara. Now we have a very interesting Gemara. Amale Yalse le Rav Nachman. Yalse was the wife of Rav Nachman, and she asked him a shaila. Mechdei, kol da osalon rachmane shorelon kabose. You know, whatever the Torah asked, the Torah was matter. It is not, osalon domo, the Torah asked dam, shorelon kavda. So the Torah said, kovei is mutter. I mean, dam is osa, kovei tastes like dam, and the Torah is matter. Nido, the Torah asked to be boil on nido, Dam toyer is mutter. Afom ayodis dam toyer, dam psulim, it's mutter. Chaylev beheime, the Torah asked chaylev beheime, chaylev chaye, the Torah was mata chaylev chaye. Chazer, the Torah asked the tam of chazer. Moicha, the shibuta, shibuta is a type of a fish. The moyach of a shibuta tastes like chazer. The Torah asked chazer, but you can, this moichah de shibut is mutter. Geirusa is an oif tomei lishne de kavra. The lotion of a certain, the tongue of a certain fish, mamish, tastes like a geirusa. A geirusa is an oif tomei. Eishes ish, the teira asad an eishes ish, grusha bechaye bailo. So, a woman that was once married and the husband is still alive, the Torah was matter. We'll come back to this soon. Eishes och, the Torah asad, eishes och, yevomo, the Torah was matter a yevome. Kusis, the Torah asad, a goite, yefas toya. So I know a klal, whatever the Torah asad, the Torah gave a heter. It's something, there's no such thing that also a yid can't have it. Everything is after. So she told him, "Ba'inon lemechel bisra b'chalpa. I want to eat basa b'chalpa. I want to eat basa b'chalpa. And I know there's a klal. This is a basa b'chalpa that's mutter. I can't. I don't know what it is, but listen, you're the rabbi, and she was a demanding wife." Zemadiki Gemara Mesechtes Broches, that, let's not go into the Gemara. Rav Nachman once started up with Yalta and Uwa. Let's not talk about that Gemara. But she was a demanding wife, and Omalu Rav Nachman Letavchi. So Rav Nachman went and told his butcher, Zvikula Kachli. Go and take a kachal, and put it on a shpud, and roast it for her, and give her basa b'chalav, mutter dike basa b'chalav. Finished. She wanted mutter dike basa b'chalav. So mutter dike basa b'chalav. Frakte gemore v'hanan nan koiroi. He said, take a kral and put it on the shpud. The Mishnah says, a kral koiroi. Umeitzi yas chalove, lechatchili, loy koiroi. So the shayla is a machlekes to the shaynes. If it's muta, if he didn't, but lachatchila you have to be kireya. He wasn't kire. Just told him put it up. Hahu lekdeiro. So see, he says, you know, when you have to be kireya, if you cook it, then you have to be kireya. But if you tzail it, you don't have to be kireya. So meila, forget he wasn't kireya. Frakte gemore voktoni shebishloi di eved in lechatchiloloi. Now the baraisa that it said chal shebishloi bachalove muta, it says b'di'evet. If he cooked it with the challah, it's muta b'di'evet. But l'chatchila, you're supposed to make a kranet. B'di'evet en l'chatchila loy. So he says, so what in the fill of chatchila? Well, see, you use a mordika make love, Nachman. A fill of you can l'chatchila roast a kral without making any, and then you can roast it and finish it. Why did he come by the misni seifa keiva shebishla bachalava asura? Tafila di eved nami loy tonanami reisha shebishla. Fine. Now let us see Rashi. Yalsa ishtoi. Hakoveid kulei dam koroshu. It's like a gelled dam. V'tam dam loin. It tastes like dam. It's muta. Dam toyar shal psulim. V'l shiyimei toyar shal yodes. Moyach shal dog sheshmoy shibutoi. Tamoy ketam chazir. It tastes like chazir. Geiruso oiftomehu. Lishna de kavro yeshle tam geruso, the tongue of a certain fish tastes like a geruso, which is an oiftome. Osolon eishusish sharlon grusha va'afal pisha bailochai. Bina lemecha bisra bachalbo. Uma emtsa heta dugmose. Where can I find something that's mamish basa bachalov and it's muta? Zviku shpudu. Take a, put it on a spit. Tnula kechal b'shput. And they roasted for her. But the Gemara v'anan koyret nan, ahu l'kdeira. So the Rav Nachman said, that's l'kdeira, the chinofik minei, because there you have to take out the cholov, because if you don't make a kra, havi cholov shchute. Chihodor mivlolei osalei. And it's osa. So now Rashi says, Rav Nachman, Udiktoni loikor, eino ivolov, Rav Nachman tzvilei kalishna basra darav, ubaraisi mukilo betzvidach sibi yabashlu, a pesach bedivrei hayomim. So now Rashi says as follows. Rashi says, Rav Nachman was a big maker. Rav Nachman was a big maker. That means the Mishnah says loikoroi einei oiva olov. That means you should have made a krat loikoroi einei oiva olov. Rav Nachman held like this: by tzli you don't have to be karei at all. Tzli is mutter. Chatchili can roast it. It's muta lachat, enough to be kerei. So, the Mishnah is speaking about your cooking chal. So the Mishnah says, you have to be kerei, and kerei, I mean, the real thing, you have to be kerei with shesi, orif, tochi, bekoisel. Loika, and this is speaking about for kedeira. Not for kedeira, there's no problem whatsoever. You have to cook it, you don't be kerei, it's garnish, no problem. For kedeire, you have to be kereya, proper kriya. Loi karoi, you weren't kereya. So he learns like the second lotion of Rav Zeiram Barav, eina oiva olov, it's not osamina teire, because it's cholov shrute, but it's osamina rabono. So Rav Nachman learned the whole Mishnah is only speaking about kedeire. The Mishnah is speaking about kedeire. That's what the Mishnah is speaking about. So the Rav Nachman el dakhal koiro, you have to be kareya, shasi bori betochi bekoisel. That's what you have to do. Loi koroi, there's still milk there, so you know, it's not a possible cholov of the raisa, because it's cholov shchute. But it's also midarabona. So Rav Nachman, but if you roast it, no problem whatsoever. No problem whatsoever. You can roast it. Since there wasn't cholov shepirish, so memela, this is, you don't have to make any kra, and then you're allowed to roast it. There's no isabosa b'cholov. Gomish, it's not cholov. It's nothing. So memela, the kolzman loy pirish, it's not cholov, and it's mutter. ובראיסי מוקילו בצלי, the בראיסי that says that it's mutter, תקל. בי כדאירה, it's הכאוסה. מלרבון הנצוסה. There's no heter, לקורא. הבראיסי מוקילו בצלי, דחסיבי יבש להפסח בדברי היומי. So the Gemara asked, Vaktoni shebishlei b'diyevet, Vavadai b'tzliyu, Bidiktoni muta, Bibikteir amai muta, Yotzachala b'chosav anivla. So he said, Aloshin b'diyevet, because since by the cave it says, Aloshin b'diyevet, so he also said, Aloshin b'diyevet. And before we go to Tosfos, I'd like to say, a shtickle, we have a shtickle agadat over here in the Gemara. The Gemara says whatever the Torah was matter, the Torah also. There's a Gemara in Amagarish, a Shvera Gemara, but just let's say what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Heichan Matzino, by Ishus, Dovo, Shah. Sha'osa loze, amuta loze. The Gemara says, where do we find such a thing? So the Gemara says, yeah, we find Eishas Ish. And Eishas Ish is osa la'alme, amuta la'baila. So we see something is osa loze, amuta loze. Amaya viki Gemara. So Rabbi Chonon says, pshat in that Gemara, tapela viki Gemara. And Eishas Ish is is mutter about her husband? She's not an Eishas Ish. So Rabbi Chonon said, "Man, a moir de kechidish from the Gemara. There's an erva of Eishas Ish. There's an erva of Eishas Ish. And the Torah asked than Eishas Ish on everyone. You're not allowed to be born Eishas. And the Torah was matter the erva of Eishas Ish labaylo. The Torah was matter the erva of Eishas Ish labaylo." So Mamela, as I stated in the Gemara, Amuradika Chiddush, but let's not go into that Chiddush, but that we understand all these Eishas Ish is because she belongs to Reuven, so that's why she's also to Shimon. So Napshad is, she's Mutter to Reuven, to Reuven she belongs to. But the Gemara, see Amuradika Chiddush that is an Erva of Eishas Ish, and Be'etzem, the Erva of Eishas Ish should be Osar Afilu Labaylo also. The Torah was Mata, the Erva Labaylo, Nasad it to the Oilo. Fine, that's such a Gemara. So, my Chavrusa asked, so, Yalta said, where do we find that something, the Torah was Mata to Asad to one, and so the Torah says, so she says, so she found Eishas Ish is also, and Agrusha is Muta B'chaye Bailo. So you have to understand the Gemara. But L'chaire, Yalta should have said, like Rabbi Chonon says, Eishas Ish, she's also La'alme, Muta La'bailo. She sees, Torah's Mat Eishas Ish. She went to such a case, a grusha, that her husband's alive. Yeah, okay. So, she knew the Rabbi Chonon. That's no shaila about it. Yeah. Now, so, the teretz to this kasha is that the kasha doesn't begin. We don't appreciate what the Gemara is saying. I'll tell you, the Ben Yoyoda asks Akasha and Agamore. He says, she's reckoning out the things that there was matter, that there was asa. So he says, so he asks Akasha, why didn't she say Gid Hanoshe? Gid Hanoshe from a Behime is asa, and from a Oif is Mutter. So I mean, she's talking about all the things that so he says, "Amuradik eteretz." This will see pshat na gemara. We're learning wrong pshat na gemara. So he says, "Because ain begidim benaisin tam." We have to understand like this. What is she saying over here? Let's talk about. She's saying that the moyach of the shibute tastes like chaza. She's not saying, "Oh, the Torah was matter chaza." She's not talking about that. She's not talking about the Torah made one is and. she's saying the Torah asked a certain taste. The Torah asked a certain taste, a tam of a chazer. A person can eat this taste if he eats the moich of a shibute. Now, the moich of a shibute, there's no shayla, there's no chazer. This yisod that she is saying, that everything that the Torah asked, the tam, the Torah asked, the tam of chaylev, so the Torah was matter the tam of chaylev. The Torah asked the tam of dam, the Torah was matter the tam of dam. Not the Torah was matter the Israel. The Torah said, if you want to, other day, Joseph wants to say that the Torah wanted, it shouldn't be such a big nesoyin on a person. Your tongue is sticking out, the chazah smells so good, it tastes so good. You want to taste it. The Rebbeinu Shlomo made in the Bri is something that tastes like chazah. That means so, but we're not talking about the Yisurim. The Moyach of Shibut is, there's no kasha why it's mutter. This is a fish. This is a chazah. The Gemara is saying a yisod. The Gemara is saying that everything that has a tam, a person can derive this tam and oif and amuta. And that's kral, you want it at taste basa b'chola. You can roast kral, and then you'll taste the tam of basa b'chola. You want to taste chela, you can taste it by a chaya. You want to be a boil, a isha bidam, this dam toya. So that means, bilal adam. We're not talking about the isa need, the tumas need. We're not talking about that. We're talking about that there's such a musig that this, the toya. Yeah. That's what we're speaking about. So now like this. So now we can appreciate the Gemara a little better. The Gemara says, the toya asa the nashis ish, a grusha b'chaye baila, the Torah was matter. Now, here we're not talking about the Isser Eishasish. The tam of a bilas Eishasish, that means an Eishasish is pshat, that he's boil someone who's mekusha to somebody else. That's the tam, maybe by gnuvim you're talking about al kaponim, that's that's the tam of a bilas Eishasish. If her husband gave her a get and he's still alive, there's still a he's kashrus to that husband. There's still a he gave her a get, halachically it's mutter. But we're not talking about halach over here. We're talking about that the tam that was nesa, a tam of abilus, eishus ish, is now mutter. He gave her a get and he's still alive. If he's dead, that tam is not here anymore. Al kaponim, that's lechayre pshat in the Gemara. That's the Gemara is only speaking about of a that it's that the Torah gave all over. One could be toyim a tam shel isa boif and a heta. That's what the Gemara is speaking about. So when he's with the, so the Gemara in Gittin, there's no shaykes over here. That when he's boil ishtay, there's no tam of isa over here. He's boilish, I finished. We're talking about a tam to be boilish is chaveroi. A tam to be boilish is chaveroi. That is by a grusha b'chaye b'ayla. That's what the Gemara is saying. Now let us see Toisvis. The top Toisvis. Now Toisvis will explain about the Rashi sheet. Eina eva olav umuta. Perish bekuntres, the muta, in bishloi mishum, the chol of shchuta drabonini, behaik even the ivla, but loy pirish, the chol of as if it's pirish, it's also be drabonini, but since it's in the kral, I feel it is sura drabonini leka. Mashme sharaitse lahamid, kula, the whole time it's mutter, it's because it's loy pirish. Mashme sharaitse lahamid, kula shmaitse de kral litzli. The whole sudya, that we have a Tula Shainis is speaking about sleep. The Hila Kdeire, my mutter, Kdeire can be mutter. Hayotso cholov, v'chosa v'nivla. Fakat Rashi said, the whole reason why it's mutter is because it never was perished. So by Kdeire, you never have the setter. Dreim pirish la kamon behedje. Gabi zviko lo kachli, de porich bo bishle ktoni bedie, ve hai la tu lecha tril, pers bekuntres, va vadai bezliu, is ich a tog matzli, mit ktoni muta. Die be kdeire, a mai muta, kdeire is never muta, a yotza achola, vachose benivla. Ole kamen boso schmeitze de kovet, perish bekuntres, ve hilches kral kvar amarno le maila. Till it's li boi kri shesi ayorif, sli lechatchile, you should be, make a kriya, vi iloi karoi, muta, if you want kareyet, muta kalishne kama derav, dotanya kevosei, we learned a baraisa. Ulek deiro, but if you want to cook the kral, kare shesi vori betochi bekoisle. Period. So this is Shitas Rashi. So now we know clearly Shitas Rashi. Shitas Rashi is by Tzli Lechatchila, one should be Kareya. That's one should be Kareya. In Loi Koroi, in Rav Nachman was Meikel. Rav Nachman said that Rav Nachman, and by Kdeire, it is Zicha Osa. No one ever said it's Muta, because there was Cholov Shapirish. Period. So that's Shitas Rashi. Now, umashe kosu besforim beperikid anoshe, kechal atzmai oso heiche deloi korei ubishlei bahadei bisro. Now we'll see this a gemara, there was such a girse, that kchal that was cooked together with meat is oso. So according to Rashi, why do you need meat? Rashi sheet is no one. If you cook it, it's also because the cholov goes out, comes back again. Like a sinale, there's no such thing. The afilu bishle lechudei also leperish hakuntres lefi shepirish vechazav benivle. Umiha. Now Taisva says, but we could this gemara is a pshat according to Rashi also. Miugam leperish akuntaris, heicha de ike samach b'mayim, if there is samach, a person cooked chal in water, and there's samach shishim keneged the cholov in the chal, shnizbash lom akchal, loyoye neser akchal, heicha shebishle lechudei. Then it wouldn't be neser, because the cholov that goes out into the water becomes bottled to the water, so you don't have a tam cholov, so you don't have cholov going back. You have water going back. Cholov haniflat nisbatel b'mayim. So, l'maisa, according to Rashi, there's a case, if there's shishim in the mayim, so then you're allowed to cook chal also, because there's no problem. Ye'avo, heichay, this case, that there's shishim in the mayim, so then you're allowed to cook it. I mean, then the kral will be mutter. Aval heicha de bishlo im boso also mishum tam boso hanivla becholov shebekral. Now Taisa says amoyr de kezach. If there's meat also, and the meat, the tam of the meat will go into the kral. Now you have a taste of basa b'cholov. That means, even though halachically, the cholov in the kchal does not have a shame cholov, but now you have basa, a tam basa, that goes into the cholov, this is a taste of basa b'cholov, and that will be also. Alecha de bishloim basa, also mishum tam basa, hanivla b'cholov shebekchal. V'chein yesh svarim de garsi besomoch, mosid, Kchal shebishloi b'chalovoi muta heicha de bishloi lechudei b'loi boso. But if you cook it without boso, it's muta. Yesh lamidei leperish akuntarash sheyesh b'mayim shishim kedefrishish shen mizbatel b'mcholov ayoytze min akchal. So bekitzer, the var we have here, Shitas Rashi. Shitas Rashi is the whole sugya is speaking about. You were tzoyle chal, so memele, the cholov that went out never comes back. That cholov is awesome, but that never comes back. the cholov that remains we have here to l'shoynes, if this cholov will asa the kral, Abzeira Marav in the first Lashon hold, since it was like pirish, so it won't asa the kral, Abzeira Marav in the second Lashon hold, so will asa the kral, and we brought a raya from a baraisa that it doesn't asa the kral, that's one thing, but if you cook it, it's zicha asa, because then the cholov goes out and comes back, and if you cook it, it's zicha asa. And that's why he says, if there'll be shishim, then it'll be shishim, you cook it without basa, then the cholov that goes out becomes batel b'shishim. And then one more thing we have, the Shitas Rashi is, that according to Rav, l'chatchila you have to be kereya, the kral, b'dievet, if you weren't kereya, it's mutter. According to Rav Nachman, by Tzli, you don't even have to be lechatchila kerei the kral.